Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A little bit of confusion going on about this whole idea of car insurance and whether your car will be insured or not in the north of Ireland and the UK if indeed a hard Brexit happens, because we don't know what's actually going to happen with the Brexit at all. We still have no idea. Nobody has any idea. But it is possible and very possible that there could be a hard Brexit in less than 70 days, which means what happens with your car? So at the moment, you know, whether you like it or not, we're living in, I suppose, geographically on an island with two different countries. I know the Republicans don't like to hear me say that, but it's true. So essentially, when you drive your car up to Belfast, you're in a different jurisdiction. Now, your car insurance is valid because you're still within the European Union, but that could all change, according to the Irish motorists, who have been advised that they will be required to carry a green card to travel to Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Now, the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland, the MIBI, has sent out hundreds of thousands of application forms to insurers and brokers across the country ahead of the UK's departure of the European Union on the 29th of March. And essentially, the card is an international insurance document which shows you proof that a motorist actually has the minimum level of car insurance required by the country they're actually visiting. Now, currently, the Irish registered vehicles that travel within the EU are covered under the terms of the EU Motor Insurance Directive. In other words, once you have insurance in one European country, you have insurance in every European country. That's really the way it works at the moment. But that could all change. Now, a lot of people are a little bit miffed by this. When I mentioned this yesterday, we got a lot of texts. I actually got one particular email from somebody who was saying, hold on for a second here. I'm not contacting my insurance company. There was even a suggestion, a tweet put out by Sinn Féin saying you will have to give your insurance company a month's notice if you're leaving the country. Leaving the country when the Brexit, or if the hard Brexit happens, could essentially mean just travelling from Dundalk to Newry, because you essentially are leaving the country. Or you could be leaving the country or leaving the European Union. So to give me a bit more information about it, is David Fitzgerald, is the CEO of the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland. Good afternoon to you, David.
Good afternoon.
This article has confused a lot of people, you know, because we all just assumed we could drive up and down to Belfast, I suppose, is the main concern for a lot of people who work. Some people work in the south, you know, travel to the north and vice versa. So what does it actually mean for people if indeed there is a hard Brexit, which looks like it could be a possibility, David?
Well, first of all, to reassure people, they'll still be able to drive up and down. So essentially, what may happen, and I suppose we don't know what's going to happen, but what we're doing with our members who are the motor insurers of Ireland is we're preparing for the worst case scenario. So if there's a no deal Brexit, which is a possibility, the UK will fall out of the motor insurance directive system. So at the moment, you can travel freely between all European countries, all European Union countries, by virtue of your license plate. So once you've a valid
license, what's the rules in that, by the way, David? If I travel to the UK, is it 3 months? Is there something like that? Isn't it?
There can be conditions under your policy in terms of how long your policy can last abroad. So that will differ. You know, certainly some policies are 3 months. Just in terms, I suppose, of the need to prove that you have valid insurance, and this really is what the green cards are about. If the UK falls out of the motor insurance directive system, the automatic right to travel without a green card will be lost to the UK.
And did we have green cards before we were part of the Commonwealth?
The green card system predates the European Union, so it was set up by the UN in the 1950s when they were rebuilding Europe after World War II and trying to encourage cross border travel. So we hope we don't have to go back to a green card system, but it is a good system that will
can the UK police or the Northern Irish police, can they not just look at your window and see that you have insurance? Because, of course, Irish cards by law are required to have an insurance certificate in the window. So can they not just look at the window?
The recommendation from the European Commission and from the UK Department for Transport is to carry the green card. So the green card is a system that operates in 48 countries all over Europe and right into North Africa and near some Asian countries. And so that's the recommendation.
And what about this idea that Sinn Féin tweeted yesterday in relation to this as well? And it also said in the article yesterday that I was reading that you will have to give your insurance company 30 days notice if you're planning on leaving the jurisdiction with your car. Just, that's got to be very messy for people, isn't it? I mean, I'm planning to go to Belfast anyway, so I have to ring the insurance company 30 days in advance just in case I go.
So the I suppose, first of all, I just like to stress, people don't need green cards today. They may never need them. But what the insurance industry is doing is preparing for the eventuality of a hard Brexit.
So should we, if a hard Brexit happens, should we all not just have one then? Would that be the best bet?
I'll answer your questions if you'll let me. I'll tell you a little bit about the system. So what the insurance industry are saying is that they're going to start issuing these cards in March. If it still looks like that there's going to be a no-deal Brexit on the 29th of March, and then that will be pushed out if the date of Brexit is pushed out. So, for example, if there's going to be another referendum or an extension
forth.
But what they are doing is they're putting a contingency plan in place. That is the one that's recommended by the UK Department for Transport and the European Commission in the event that it's required. So, you'll appreciate that there's over 2 million vehicles in the jurisdiction, so it's going to be a big logistical exercise for them to do it. So they plan to start issuing them in March. We're facilitating because we're the Green Card Bureau here, so we've already distributed 400,000 green cards and electronic templates to enable insurers to produce green cards, and they're busy working on contingency plans in our member insurers. So I suppose our guidance was if it looks like there is going to be a hard Brexit and you don't have your hands on a green card and you know that you're planning to travel to Northern Ireland or Great Britain, that you contact your insurer a month before you travel to be in the safe side, because it's going to be a big logistical exercise. So to make sure that you have a green card, because...
How long will that card be valid? Is it valid for the length of your insurance policy?
Yes, typically it is. So green card is valid for a minimum of 15 days, but generally I think what our members are going to do, they're going to make them in sync with the length of your policy, so it'll match the dates of your policy.
Because I would go to Belfast every weekend, David. Every single weekend. So I would hate to think I'd have to give 30 days notice every single day. But in relation to the card, will there be a cost to this card?
There's no charge from ourselves in terms of distributing the form. I don't know if there'll be a small administration charge from our members. That's something they're considering.
So that means there will be a cost?
No, I wouldn't say that. It's just something they're considering. I know I have seen some UK insurers are charging a small administration cost, but not all of them. So that's something I can't answer. That's something that your insurance company or a broker will have to decide. So we will supply the documents free of charge, the forms and the templates, and then that will be up to the service provider.
A lot of people said yesterday when we were talking about this in the office as well, that this is just another few quid for the insurance company who already, as we know, and we're not very happy in this country when it comes to the cost of insurance, that it's just another few quid for the insurance company for a little bit of administration work that can probably be done at the time you take out your policy in the first place. I mean, it's literally just a piece of paper.
I can't comment on that. And
it can't be just part. We can't just make this part of the current insurance policy or DISC.
No. It's the short answer. So these may never be required. This is very much a Plan B contingency.
In the likelihood of a hard Brexit, yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. So, and it doesn't affect your existing insurance. Really, what this is about is proving to the UK law enforcement authorities that you have the valid insurance to drive in the UK in a post-Brexit situation. So this is what the UK government are saying that they're going to require, and it's going to be the same here. So that it'll be a kind of a reciprocal situation. So that UK drivers will require a green card to drive in the European Union. This is only an event if there's a no-deal Brexit, a disorderly Brexit. It's very much a Plan B. We hope it's not going to be required. But at least it will be a way that people can keep driving legally, and they won't be treated as an uninsured driver in the UK. So that's the concern of our members. We don't, they don't want their policyholders erroneously being accused of being an uninsured driver. In your scenario where you'd be driving regularly, I'd recommend you print out the green card, you put it in your glove box, and forget about it, and hopefully you won't need it.
In relation to the idea behind this and the theory behind this, and I understand why it has to be done. I do genuinely understand why it has to be done. In obviously, if we have a hard Brexit, the resistance to these kind of measures, not just in relation to insurance, but in relation to the thought of a customs border, for example, and stuff like that, all these kind of things, do you think there will be some sort of resistance where you're going to have people, well, hold on for a second, I'm still in the same country. You know, people who, I suppose, would be considered themselves not just Republican activists, but Republicans who consider themselves to be Irish and they're saying, well, hold on, I'm still in Ireland. I might be going to Newry, but I'm still in Ireland. Why do I have to do something different? Will there be some level of resistance to that? Just as there would be resistance to having a customs man standing there searching your car, or, you know, in the event of a hard Brexit.
I suppose it's difficult for me to comment on that. What we're trying to do with our members is to follow the advice of the UK Department for Transport and the European Commission, and to put a contingency in place so that our policyholders aren't, you know, incorrectly considered uninsured and subject to the sanctions that might happen. We don't know what measures the different UK police forces will take. There's 43 police forces in Northern Ireland and Great Britain. So I suppose what we're trying to do is to look after our policyholders in the event that there is a disorderly Brexit. As I say, we hope that green cards won't be required. If the date gets pushed back, you know, this process will get pushed back as well. But the 29th of March isn't very far away. So
no, less than 7 days,
We need to put steps into place to protect people from being accused to be uninsured drivers and when they have valid insurance policies.
And what's the story, by the way, on driver's licenses? Because I remember many, many years ago when you went to the United States, you used to have an international driver's license. Remember that? You used to have to go to the AA and get this little card.
That's right, international driving permit.
Yeah. I know that. I don't think it still exists. But because the UK won't be part of Europe anymore, will we be required to have something like that possibly as well?
I don't believe so. My understanding from talking to the two departments of transport, but they will be the authority in that matter, is that they'll continue to accept each other's licenses.
Right.
I think there can be an issue there. In some countries of Europe, I think the UK Department for Transport are recommending to UK drivers that they do get an international driving permit, for example, if they wanted to hire a car. But the definitive guidance on that would be available from the Department of Transport here at dtasks.ie, and then from the Department for Transport in the UK will issue guidance to that in due course. But,
and just finally on that, David, so anybody who has concerns or anybody who may be travelling in and out of Northern Ireland particularly, or I suppose over to the UK, I mean, now is obviously the time to maybe inquire into that, because this is going to happen obviously from the 29th of March.
I would actually say it's probably even too early to take action now. I don't think people need to take any action now. What we want to do is raise awareness, and then if we still believe these green cards are required, our members will start issuing those in March. So I think it's enough for your listeners to be aware that there's the prospect of these green cards, to be reassured that they'll continue to be able to drive in Northern Ireland and Great Britain by having one of these green cards. And
okay.
That if they do need to drive in the UK and they're into the month of March and they know they're going to have to travel closely after the planned Brexit date, and if Brexit hasn't been extended, then I would contact your insurer, your insurance broker, you know, whoever your main contact is, and whoever you're attaining your policy from right now.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed. David Fitzgerald is the CEO of the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.